Hadith collections such as Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim contain numerous narrations in which Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, provided detailed descriptions of the events of the Day of Judgment. While these hadiths vary in their specific details, they collectively offer insights into the sequence of events and the magnitude of the Day of Judgment. Here's a detailed understanding of the subject based on these hadith collections. Resurrection. Prophet Muhammad described how all human beings, from the beginning of time until the end, will be resurrected from their graves by the command of Allah. He explained that people will emerge from their graves in various states, some appearing dust-covered, others naked, and still others in different forms based on their deeds and beliefs. Gathering and accountability after resurrection. People will be gathered in a vast plain, awaiting their turn for accountability before Allah. The Prophet described how individuals will be grouped according to their deeds and beliefs, with each person standing alone before Allah to answer for their actions. Presentation of deeds. Every individual will be presented with a record of their deeds, which will contain a detailed account of everything they did in their worldly life, both good and bad. Prophet Muhammad emphasized that even the smallest deeds, whether good or bad, will be brought forth and weighed on the Day of Judgment. Crossing the Sirat, bridge. The Sirat is a bridge that every individual must cross to reach their final destination, either paradise or hellfire. The Prophet described the Sirat as being sharper than a sword and thinner than a hair, with hooks and thorns along its edges. Only those who are granted Allah mercy will pass safely over it. Distribution of rewards and punishments, based on their deeds and beliefs. Individuals will be allocated their final abode either in paradise or hellfire. Prophet Muhammad vividly described the rewards of paradise, including its blissful gardens, rivers of milk and honey, and eternal enjoyment of Allah pleasure. He also warned about the punishment of hellfire, describing its intense heat, agonizing torment, and eternal suffering for those who rejected faith and disobeyed Allah. Intercession. Prophet Muhammad spoke about the concept of intercession on the Day of Judgment, where certain individuals, including prophets and righteous believers, will be granted permission to intercede on behalf of others. He emphasized that Allah mercy encompasses all creation and that intercession will only be granted by His permission and according to His will. Overall, the hadiths from Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim provide detailed insights into the events of the Day of Judgment as taught by Prophet Muhammad. These narrations serve as a source of guidance and motivation for believers to lead righteous lives, seek forgiveness for their sins, and prepare diligently for the hereafter, knowing that they will be held accountable for their actions on the Day of Judgment.